to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
The discussion continues about the inspiration for crop circles. Matthew Williams joining Gene and Chris. Go on, please.
We were talking about a design which appeared, and the upshot of it was that two designs appeared on the same night. That happened to be my birthday. The teams denied all knowledge of the other team being there. They didn't know who the other team were.
And no collusion, whatever. No evidence.
No collusion, no. And I wasn't sure whether to believe them, but I think it was several months later when I met these people that were parasailing and gave them a lift. We got onto the subject of crop circles, and they told me, well, we made our first one, and I think they said it was last year. So this was a year later. And they said, yeah, we made our first crop circle last year. And I said, which one was it? And they said, oh, it was a spiral. And I said, no way. And I said, where was it? And they said, oh, it's this location. I said, absolutely. You made this? And they said, yeah. And we'd never made one before. And I said, well, it's fascinating that somebody else had made one on the same night. And they said, yeah, we heard about that. And we didn't know why had somebody made the same design on the same night. And I said, well, I think that's more than just chance that's happened. That's weird. But you've never made a crop circle? No. Do you know anybody who makes crop circles? No. So you haven't got any friends who put you up to this? No. Okay. I said, what was the inspiration for the spiral design then? And strangely enough, they had an inspiration which made sense, which was that when you're soaring in a parasail, you tend to use the thermals to actually gain lift, to lift you up using the hot air. And whilst you're in a thermal, you tend to either go clockwise or anti-clockwise, and you spiral and spiral and spiral, gaining height. So for them, they go from one spiral clockwise to doing anti-clockwise in the next spiral. So they put a clockwise, anti-clockwise spiral. That was their design. They put it underneath the airfield where they do their parasailing. For them, that meant the type of flying that they do. Whereas these other guys who are working in North Wiltshire had no connection with them at all. They did a spiral on the same night. Why two spirals on the same night with the teams not knowing each other? To me, the designs are so much the same, it would be like winning the lottery. And circle makers are winning the lottery like this on a regular basis. Too much to just be left to the idea of chance, I believe. So, this goes on and on and on. I could give you story after story. We do a show, where we talk about these things in great detail. And I bring the teams on and I say, so I'm not putting you up to this. We're not sort of making you, sort of say something that hasn't happened here. Now, tell it the story your way. And the circle making teams, time after time, come out with all these stories about strange coincidences where somebody was telling them that they had had a premonition that this design was going to appear, and then these circle making teams have gone out and done what people were asking for, and it's fascinating. And I think that's really what, over the years, as a culmination of experiences I've had, has brought me to think that circle making is a good thing. Yes, it has the aspect of it being a criminal damage thing, where the farmer's field is being misused in that way. But I've kind of come to the belief that, well, it may be misusing the farmer's field, but for what it actually represents in terms of wonderment and a strangeness that people can explore, I think that is worth more than the wheat that's in that field. The only problem is that we haven't actually just, why don't we just pay the farmer? People say, why don't we pay the farmer and do it legitimately? But ultimately, that costs a lot of money. It does cost a lot of money. And then you're beholden to the farmer to tell you where you can work, when you can work. And as I said to you earlier on, a lot of these things are spontaneous. People decide in that evening, we must go out and make a circle now. And then they get in their car or they walk to where it feels right. And that's very important, where it feels right. Circle making teams, year after year, even different teams will walk to a field, and many times they've stuck a circle on top of where a circle was the previous year. And if you're thinking of randomly walking into a field and stopping at the same spot, or stopping at a spot where there seems to be an underground aquifer, a water effect that you can see from the air but is not visible from the ground. And at night, how people seem to come to these same spots time after time and put them in the same locations. It's very interesting. It's almost like a form of dowsing, I think, you know, where people are kind of getting this
feeling.
Colin,
when he was on the show, he mentioned that he gave the example of a pentagram that was placed inside a five-sided field that was perfectly positioned within the field. And he said that the odds of that being done just coincidentally were astronomical. And so, you know, what you're bringing up here are some very interesting points of, you know, synchronicities and hyper-coincidences. Have you ever seen a formation that you are convinced was not made by somebody, that was truly high strange in its origin?
Well, year by year going by, more and more of what I believed could possibly be something strange and not human. These things have been eroded even for me, because I used to believe that there were some formations that we would never find out the truth to. And, you know, by me setting up the question in my mind, I would like to know about that, I've ended up having answers which have come out of the most strange places, like these two pilots, you know, in the middle of nowhere, and they just happen to be the Circle Makers, and I meet them. You know, the chances of that happening and the chances of them doing these spirals on the same line, that's one example. I can give you other examples. So, you know, Colin talked about the Celtic cross formation that he, I believe, asked for. I think it was a Celtic cross.
Right.
And he was kind of saying to himself, well, if there's something out there, then, you know, kind of like make contact with me. And bang, something happened outside his window, you know. Well, who were the Circle Makers behind that? That's what I'd like to know, is, you know, who did that? And you often don't get answers to this because, you know, maybe the Circle Makers have moved on and you don't get to hear. But one of the circles, which is revered by many people as being one of the most classic designs, I thought, well, we'd never find out, you know, that these people had gone away. If they were people, they'd gone and we would never know. So maybe it was something unusual. It's known as the Barbary Castle design, which is like a triangle with, on the three corners of the triangle, there's a strange shape that on each three of the three corners. I'm just trying to remember the year now. Barbary Castle, 1998?
No, it was way before that. 91.
Yeah, you're right. It's 1991. Yeah, sorry, I don't know where I got 98 from. But Barbary Castle is held by many people, myself included, as being one of these designs that it just really was exceptional for its period. You know, nobody'd seen anything like it. It changed the game.
That put it into a whole new realm. That was quite paradigm shifting.
Yeah, I mean, you know, crop circles were quite simple affairs, as you're aware. I mean, it sort of like changed overnight to being incredibly complicated designs, and this set the new standard then for circle makers to kind of reach a new level, which a lot of teams, it took them time to sort of get to this level and move on. And as you, well, today, I mean, just look at it today. I mean, you've got alien faces. I mean, it's just like even things I would kind of like, you know, screw my eyes up at kind of thinking how you do them. Going back to the Barbary Castle formation, this chap was chatting on the top of a hill near a monument, and I was listening to this guy chatting to some other fellow who was there, and I driven up this this hill on a motorbike. I had a scrambler bike, and I was near this monument, and I was listening to this conversation, with the wind blowing past us. All of a sudden, they go onto crop circles. And it was like, oh, yes, they sometimes have crop circles in this area. And I could tell by the way that one of them was talking, I was thinking, you know more about this than you're saying. I just had this sort of thought into my head, you know, this guy seems to kind of know something. And he's not saying, he's playing coy and he's playing it down, but he knows more. Because I've heard that patter before, the way that sometimes circle makers don't want to get into it with people because, you know, they're opening a can of worms, you know, where people might even start getting it, attacking them, you know, if they kind of reveal that they're a circle maker.
Yeah, he'll have kind of fury like a crappie with its hackles up.
Yeah, or a Linda Moulton Howe with an umbrella hitting me across the head, yeah.
we've got to do this break. We have Matthew Williams joining Gene and Chris, all about crop circles all the time. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number 2, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
I still wonder whether Chris would be a really good crop circle maker, especially if he gets busted. We have a headline story. Everybody would want to listen to the show. We have to, of course, raise bail. You know, there's always a negative. Matthew Williams joining us. We're getting into the more unusual or paranormal aspects. And during the next 3 segments, Chris will also be asking your questions, listeners. We have so many, there's no way we'll get to them all. I think we've answered some of them.
Yeah,
just
we
by
have.
What we've talked about.
Well, one that I really want to get to before we get too far down the pike here has to do with the magic basket or the Bishop's Canyons basket formation that you claim you were actually you made and were busted for. Now, Simeon Hine, who is a remote viewer here in the United States, has actually a remote viewing training operation. Evidently, he went out and did some electromagnetic anomaly detection work in that formation on the land after it had been mowed, or you know, the crop had been gathered by the farmer. And Constance has a very interesting question here, and it's pretty long, but basically what she's asking is, what do you think of the energy readings that showed that there were more than 100 volts greater within the previous formation than in the surrounding wheat field? And she goes on and on stating that it definitely seemed to have some sort of unusual energetic properties, yet you're saying you just went out there and just whipped it out on your own.
Yes, Chris. We went out pretty much. It was a spur-of-the-moment thing. Somebody visited my house who was a well-known circle maker, not well-known in the world sense, but amongst circle makers. He turned up, and a non-circle maker was there, and I said, you know, would you like to come and make a circle? And to the person who was not a circle maker, would you like to come and watch? You know, and so we went out. And this circle maker actually had a design idea, which was the shape that you are familiar with. It's like the circles that grade down. Based on a pentagram. It's a five points, but there are three circles that go down. And then, you know, you've got the basket weave. Now the basket weave, the weave itself was my idea, but the design was this other circle maker who probably doesn't want to, you know, have his name mentioned. But, anyway, we went out. Demonstrated that we could do this for this person, and we were just about to flatten down the areas where the basket weave was, and I said, well, let's not just flatten it flat, because, you know, we always do that. The idea had come to me that we should sort of put a pattern in it, and I said, look, you know, if we sort of splay it this way and go back and forth and miss bits, you know, it's going to kind of take on an unusual shape. I tried to kind of get him on board, and he was kind of not having any of it. He said, no, this sounds like a bad idea. I don't get what you're trying to do. I think it's going to look messy. It'll just detract away from the design, and people won't, you know, kind of get it then. And I'm kind of like, well, no, come on, let's do it. And it, begrudgingly, he said, oh, go on then. And as we were doing this, we were actually sort of laying down the basket section, he then convinced me that it looked terrible. He said, no, you really have messed this up now. That's it. This has gone completely wrong. And I got convinced. He kind of convinced me. He's like, okay. And I sort of, you know, head down, kind of like, well, sorry, you know, we might as well carry on, because it's going to look stupid if we don't kind of make it look uniform. Just carry on as we started. Let's finish it. So I left that formation thinking, I'm not in somebody's good books there. You know, he didn't like what I did there. So the next day, we heard from people, rave reviews coming, and I was going to drive up there because Bishop's Canyons was where I lived. So this was literally only about, you know, a 5-minute walk from my house, this circle. You know, the farmer had cut it out by the time I got there. But there were rave reviews. People had photos, and they said, oh, basket weave, brilliant. You know, it's amazing stuff, you know, absolutely superb. So in the end, I was kind of vindicated for my idea of doing that basket, and I have replicated it a few times since. I stopped making circles when I got arrested. So I must be clear. I kind of, after the arrest, I was a good boy. I didn't make any more crop circles. And it was partially to do with, and this usually gets a laugh, because I got hay fever quite badly when I made the crop circles. So, I stopped making crop circles, partially because I had been arrested, and also because it was a big relief not to be sort of streaming eyes, looking like somebody punched me in the eyes with swelling eyes, and suffering quite bad hay fever symptoms on occasions, so much so that I even had to stop making certain circles. I had to say, look, you know, I'm going to leave you guys to finish this, because I can't stay here. This is just getting too bad, sneezing and wheezing and all that. So, but the point being, yes, I did do the basket. Electromagnetic effects, well, there have been many circles that have been created with these effects in them, and unfortunately, because the sampling system was wrong, i.e., people like Ron Russell, and Simeon Hein, who were doing the tests, actually used to think that people couldn't make these circles. So, of course, you know, you have the assumption that people can't make the circles. You then find that your equipment is reading high readings, electromagnetic readings. So you take those readings as being proof that the circle couldn't be made by people. And of course, if your assumption in the first place is wrong, then the higher the readings you get, the more it definitely couldn't be made by people. So what I was keen to do, and I actually got in touch with Ron, because like I said, with many researchers, I approached these people systematically and said, look, you know, this is what you're saying. Can I help you? Would you like to chat? Would you like to see a circle being made? And Ron was one of these people. And he arranged to come to the UK. We got him to come out, and I was very lucky because there was a guy who needed a circle designed and offered to pay for a field. He wanted his company's logo to be put out there in the field, and so we got to do a daytime formation. Ron, Russell, and Simeon Hein were present. They tested the field with their equipment before we started, so there was no question that there were no strange readings on their equipment. And then, with Linda Moulton Howe, the researcher, was there as well. She was present. We made this design in the daylight, and once we finished, Ron Russell came in with his equipment and Simeon Hein, and they said, wow, this has got the biggest readings of any crop circle we've ever been in. You know, this is the highest readings we've ever had. So, you know, I wasn't expecting that. That was not something I planned to go out and do. You know, let's do this. It was literally just as a demonstration circle. It wasn't even to kind of say, well, you know, there will be readings in our circle. You know, I thought there might be, you know, there might be, because we knew that many of our circles did have these high readings. But I wasn't expecting it. When he said it was the highest.
What do you equate that to? Have you done any sort of scientific research into how that could possibly be the case?
Well, the greatest indicator, I think, really might be that we were doing something in daylight, not at nighttime. And what was the big change, I think, in why it had such high readings is that when people are working at night, the conditions are different. And if you work in the day when the sun is out and the crop is dry, because, you know, nighttime brings condensation, and condensation, you know, may affect the electromagnetic effects. Daytime, there's a lot of energy from the sun. The plants are dry. There's more static charge because they're dry and maybe, you know, static.
Point.
You know, so yeah. I would imagine that if somebody did want to go into it in a more rigorous way to kind of find out why, if there's a difference between night and day, that you could find this out.
Matthew Williams joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Here at MyPatriotSupply.com, our customers are number one. Built on a self-sustaining business model, we don't owe our existence to big banks or big business. Instead, this company was built by you, the customer. The success of MyPatriot Supply is a testimony to the loyalty and dedication of each and every one of you. To our old-fashioned values and top-rated customer service. These elements alone have made us the choice of patriots everywhere. We believe that being prepared should not be a luxury reserved by people with large disposable incomes, which is why we have the products you need at the prices you can afford. We bring you our Patriot Pantry brand of storable food, which features top-of-the-line flavors and carefully packed to store for 25 years. plus water purification systems, non-GMO heirloom seeds, survival gear, all perfect for off-grid living, and much, much more. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
We're continuing our final two segments of our visit with Matthew Williams, and you can see here where we're not going to even begin to cover the surface of listener questions, are we, Chris?
Yeah, we're going to have you back, Matthew. This is fascinating stuff. I'm just sitting here scratching my head looking at this from a scientific perspective, and if what you're saying is real and true, then I'm just wondering what possible test, scientific test, or series of tests could be conducted to, let's say, determine a high strange formation that was not human-made versus one that is human-made.
There's certainly things you can look at, which I've done videos on YouTube which explain what I call how to prove a crop circle is man-made guaranteed. You can look that up if you want to sort of see it on YouTube. How to prove a crop circle can be made guaranteed, man-made guaranteed. And what I say in there is that you will spot certain effects which you can see in photographs quite clearly. And these are what I call combing marks. If you imagine if you had wet hair or sort of like wax in your hair, and you put your fingers through your hair or you put a comb through your hair, you're going to get marks from the comb. The teeth of the comb are going to go through your hair, so you're going to have little bandings going through. And you get the same thing happen in crop circles when they're flattened with mechanical tools, such as a stomper board, which is the wooden board with ropes on that we use to sort of press the crop down. Now, when you do this in a systematic way with the same distance size crop boards, you're going to get these marks in between the overlap points where you flatten one bit and then you have to go all the way around and then you come to flatten the next bit and the next bit and the next bit. Well, these look like comb marks and you can see them visibly in a lot of crop circle photos. So you can go back now on the internet, pull up these photos that you've looked at for many years and thought, wow, great design. And suddenly, I bet you any money you're going to spot these marks and you won't have really realized what they are. Right. And it kind of ended up looking like a vinyl record. You know, you've got these marks going round and round and round.
Right, if you right. Measure, yeah, they're tracks, basically.
Yeah, they're tracks.
Left behind. Well, yeah, how many do you think that there are actual formations that cannot be explained? I mean, we've never really asked you that question. Are there truly high strange formations that have no human perpetration behind them?
No. And actually, I don't think there is. I don't think there is. But if there were, they would be the designs which are not geometrical, i.e., the simple circles, because nobody ever really owns up to those. And in effect, you know, what you have with circle makers, they're teams of artists doing complicated designs. They're more than happy to tell you that they're doing these things. So it's kind of like you have the culprit is owning up to it. But what all the teams are kind of saying is, yeah, but we don't make those simple ones. You know, those simple ones have always been there. They've been there before anyone probably made circles. And so I say that really researchers have thrown the baby out with the bathwater when it comes to which crop circles are which, because now it seems they're only interested in crop circles the more complicated they are, which of course is pointing in the wrong direction. What they should be looking for is the crop circles that are actually simple in nature. The more complicated it is, the more that is evidence that it's probably been done by an intelligence, and that likely intelligence is human. So, you know, you brought me back to the point. Actually, there was the Barbary Castle formation, which I never finished the story, did I? The guy on the hill was talking about making a design with somebody, and I didn't believe what he was saying, whether or not he was telling me the truth about being a circle maker when I got chatting to him. And he said, well, okay, then I'll tell you two circles I've made. I made the Barbary Castle and I made another one, and then I never made any others. So this guy made Barbary Castle ever making two circles, and the other circle he made was a script, and this script was something which wasn't deciphered at the time. The code that was in the script was like you get on a calculator. You have the numbers, like the figure 8, and you can make up all the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0 on a calculator by just basically filling in or not filling in the black spaces. Well, this is what he did with this design, but he only did the lower half, so it was looking like squares instead of looking like a number 8. Now, this design was many years it had stood as an undeciphered text, but it was very easy to decipher what it actually said if you knew the trick to it. And when he told me this and drew it out, he drew it out straight away on the chalk of this monument that we were standing there. He picked up a piece of a stone, drew it out, and I knew that what he was saying was the truth. And basically, it was actually a message to one of the crop circle researchers that he was trying to prove this researcher didn't know what he was talking about. And it was Terence Meaden. And the message of the circle was, if you decipher it, it says, Meaden talks. I'm not supposed to use the bad language. So he said, let's just put it like this. Meaden talks crap. Okay, and then you kind of like decipher, turn the word crap into something else, and then you have it, yeah? So Meaden talks crap, okay? And then you have it. But that was the mystery of that crop circle, which for many years nobody knew what it meant. And if he knew that, if he knew the answer to that, then if he tells me that he made the Barbary Castle, I believe him. So that kind of puts that one to rest as well. So no, I don't think there are any circles that I see that I couldn't say would have been created by people, unless you're talking about damage in fields, wind damage, or
right,
cycles.
which is what fascinates me. The random blowdown events, I think, are really important.
Yeah, sure. And I mean, a lot has been done by us to help demystify, you know, what people have believed in the past to be effects of genuine crop circles. As we started the show, we were talking about these nodal bends, which people have called the blown nodes. These knuckle points on the plants, when you bend them over, you get these cracks. And the cracks are literally where the plant tries to grow back towards the sunlight. And where the sunlight sort of shines down, the plant will move itself back up and start to correct. So instead of being a flattened crop circle anymore, you'll start to have it sort of recovering back up to a straight up position. And in some cases, it nearly recovers fully, you know, to the plant standing back up. But when it does this, it has to actually start changing its direction that it's pointing at one of these nodal points, at one of these knuckle points. So it starts to bend like you bend your elbow. Okay, so if you imagine your arm bending the elbow, that's how a plant would move. And if you imagine on the end of your elbow, it splits, the plant splits open because it's stretching so much at that point, because it's not normally going to sort of, you know, use that knuckle to bend in such a radical maneuver, but it has to because it's been flattened down. So it has to move quite a lot. That knuckle point then splits open and seeps a fluid, which has been described to me, it's like a yeast type substance, and that then dries on the outer exterior of the plant when it seeps out, and that turns black. And when it turns black, it looks like it's heat damage. It's not heat damage at all. So when people like William Levengood came along and started saying about microwave damage in the plants and cellular changes, it all sounded great. You know, it was what people wanted to hear. It was exactly the type of thing that people wanted to hear. And then, you know, we basically found out that this is a natural effect. It's well known. It's called phototropism. And William Levengood is supposedly this scientist, you know, plant biologist, and he should have known this.
Let's call this a stop the presses moment. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be featuring next week on the PowerCast none other than Richard Dolan. Of course, Richard has written those books, UFOs and the National Security State. He was co-author along with Bryce Zabel of AD After Disclosure. He's got a book coming out called UFOs for the 21st Century Mind, An Ancient Mystery for a New Era. This is going to be one fascinating session. Richard Dolan coming next week on the PowerCast. Matthew Williams joining Gene and Chris for one more segment. You're in
the PowerCast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, These healthy beans are a big-time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Hi, this is Ted Phillips, listening to the Paracast, and it's as good as it gets, believe me.
This is our final segment, this time out, with Matthew Williams. As we said before, he's going to be back. There's no way to possibly limit this to one discussion.
No, this is great. Good stuff, Matthew.
Sure. Okay, well, thanks very much. I mean, we've got like 72 hours worth of Circle Makers TV. You know, so this just goes to show you just how much you can talk all day long about the details, the real hardcore details of what's going on here. But yeah, these knuckle bends, the blown nodes, those were blown out of the water by the, you know, sort of science of Levengood being questioned. Well, you know, this guy Levengood called himself a doctor. You know, he said he was a plant biologist, but he didn't know a simple effect like phototropism. And then it came out about that we found out that he wasn't actually a doctor, that he was using the title doctor and he wasn't really a doctor. And
well,
so,
that was, in all fairness, that was ascribed to him by Nancy Talbot. He actually never, to my knowledge, called himself a doctor.
Well, this is the thing. He has done, because we've basically, you know, it was ascribed to him by Nancy Talbot, but he's used the title many times on TV documentaries. And when he was questioned about whether or not he was a doctor, he then came forward and said, yes, I was given my doctorate as an honorary doctorate from the National Academy of Sciences. Now, he told this to UFO researcher Kevin Randall. And Kevin Randall said, well, that's great. Thank you for telling me that. And then he went to check it out with the National Academy of Sciences. And they said, we don't give out honorary doctorates. So not only had he used the title, but he had compounded the lie by, you know, saying where he got the title. So, you know, it was like a double no. So unfortunately, you know, I know these things crop up a lot in crop circle research. There are a lot of people using fake titles out there.
There's a lot of people in the UFO community that do the same thing.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's so easy to disprove. I mean, you think to yourself, if you just didn't say that, if you just said, look, I'm somebody who's interested in plant biology, you know, I'm not qualified, I'm not a doctor.
Well, he has a master's, and to my knowledge, he does have a master's degree. But yeah. Let's move beyond the minutiae here. Let's ask some questions that pertain to the future. This year, we saw a dramatic decrease in the number of crop circles that were reported from the predominant area in southern England. How do you feel that this is going to play out? As the mystery sort of subsides, do you think we're going to see reduced levels of crop circles, or do you think that the interest is still there for people to go out and spend the time to do this?
Well, yeah, I mean, I should just point out very briefly, there's somebody's just put a piece of paper under my nose that reminds me that Mr. Levengood did actually sign a report, Dr. Levengood, a crop circle report that he sent out, so he actually signed that himself. But anyway, there's a lot of that goes on. But the crop circles in the UK have been diminishing because I suppose it's been going on a long time. It's been getting very large. The designs are getting so big and so complicated that it's reached a pinnacle that's very hard for a lot of teams to kind of surpass. So, you know, in order to go out and make an enormous design with an incredible complexity, you need a big team and everything needs to go right. You can't bring that many people together all the time. You might be able to manage it once a year, once or twice a year, but not repeatedly. A lot of these teams tend to work in small numbers of people, like, you know, twos and threes, you know, fives being the largest type of team that you get. And, you know, to what end? Even though these teams are interested in the paranormal stuff and they've all had their sightings of strange things whilst being out there, balls of light, you know, strange flashes in the sky, seeing black figures, you know, all these sorts of things have happened to circle makers. Everyone's interested in that. But at the end of the day, it does come down to the bottom line, you know, which is money. What are the sort of circumstances of what these people's lives? Have they got the ability to do it? Some of them have got married and they've got kids. It makes it a little bit harder for them to get away to do what they used to do when they were a bit younger. And we've all moved on. I mean, I've been involved in this in 20, you know, for 20 years. So if you imagine, you know, people that are starting this at 20 years, they're going to be 40 years old now. So there are some circle makers out there who've been doing it 20 years that I know, such as Julian Richardson, and he's one of the best circle makers out there. You know, he does the really high quality designs, very large stuff, very intricate, brilliant. And he's never made any money out of it. You know, he's never got commissioned to do work. You know, he's never got any of the fringe benefits that some of us have got. Like, I mean, I've been lucky in some respects that, I mean, I've been asked to go and do things, you know, in other countries because I'm known as a circle maker. He wasn't known as a circle maker. He was kind of on the fringes. And then, you know, you get like a TV company will say, well, look, will you do a demonstration for us? I got asked to go to New Zealand to do this. Julian's never got any of that sort of stuff. So he quit this year. He quit from making circles. That means that the quality of the circles out there has gone down. The people who are left behind making circles, not quite the same standards, and it has had an effect. Julian has now switched to doing sand art, and he's doing designs on beaches. So he's working in the daylight, people can see what he's doing, and he can actually publicize his work without any fear of prosecution, because that's something that does actually trouble him, is actually getting caught. Not something that really worries me so much. I mean, I've been there, done that. But it does for some circle makers. They do want to remain kind of like away from the police and away from that type of stuff.
We have only a couple of moments left. Let me throw you a sure. fast question here. Does this become a fad and eventually people just give up on it?
Well, like, there is a terrible possibility that because the numbers are coming down and interest is coming down, and because the truth is coming out as well, you know, what we're talking about here, I find, is actually very unpopular. It's not something that a lot of people want to hear. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to accept it. And when this show is over, people will be quite happy. Most of these crop circle researchers will be quite happy to pretend like we've never had this conversation. The show does not exist. Okay. And so they would prefer that the truth isn't out there. The truth is suppressed so they can make their money from the calendars and the tours and all that sort of stuff. The circle makers don't make any money from doing any of this. They don't do tours. They don't do calendars. They don't sell anything. So a lot of these circle makers are kind of like, well, you know, I don't want to keep on making circles to support an industry for these people that really only ever, you know, slag us off, you know, call us nasty names and say that we're horrible people and that we shouldn't be approached and this sort of thing. So it's kind of, you know, it's had a a whiplash effect. You know, these research
eating its young.
Researchers, yeah, the researchers have kind of like destroyed the golden goose because they won't come together and talk about what's really happening, and they won't talk about the paranormal stuff. So I've tried to bridge a gap by doing what I'm doing, doing here, and talking about the reality of there being something strange, hoping that it'll bring the communities together so that we can talk. But at the same time, I do, you know, realistically see that possibly the truth coming out has actually made a lot of people turn off to this subject, which is a sad thing. But, you know, the truth is the truth, and we have to decide whether we're going to live in a David Copperfield world or whether we're going to live in a sort of real world.
Okay, Matthew Williams, tell our listeners where they can find more of what you do and about that YouTube channel.
Yes, if you want to sort of listen to many hours of Crop Circle chat, we've got Circle Makers TV, which is one word, Circle Makers TV on YouTube. Just type that in and you'll get to us straight away. I must give a government a health warning. Your ears will be greatly offended at the amount of bad language I use, which I'd be very sort of I haven't done that tonight, but you know, it really does bottle me up, I must say, because I'm much better when I can, you know, beep, beep, beep. Yes.
You sound bottled up. Chris O'Brien, where do we find more of your stuff?
Well, as Matthew has been pointing out, we live on our strange planet. Not your strange planet, Matthew, but it's our strange planet. And boy, it's strange.com.
And I'll tell you what about strange things. We have a place on Twitter where you can find us called The Paracast. Check us out on Twitter for The Paracast. We have a Paracast fan club, two of them, on Facebook. We don't have a YouTube channel yet, but I think we're going to get there someday. Okay, Matthew Williams, thank you so much for joining us this week on The Paracast.
Thank you, Gene. Thank you, Chris. It's been very great having... Well, it's been nice to be had. Couldn't get that out then. It's been nice having me. Yes.
You've not been had. Don't worry.
Thanks.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.